LFM Season 9, take one.
Good evening and welcome to, well, on this particularly sweaty July evening. This is the 31st of July and you're listening to LFM, the beginning of Season 9, as Adam just pointed out. On tonight's show we have Covert, and it's a live set by Radioactive Man, is it, Adam? I think it's a live set by Radioactive Man, judging by the amount of kit, then, yeah. Adam will be playing a bit at the end. But first of all, we have BB Blood, formerly known as Baron Bumblood.
That's right, yeah.
So why did you move away from the name Baron Bumblood?
I don't know, it's a bit more comical, I guess, Baron Bumblood. I mean, I still am Baron Bumblood, but just to kind of fit on flyers and stuff like that, I shortened down to BB Blood.
Do you mind me asking kind of how the name Baron Bumblood came to be?
If you want a story.
Yeah, okay. We'd love a story.
Years back, probably 4 or 5 years now, depending on how long I've been doing this, there was a friend of mine had a gig that was at this music studio in Romford, what's pretty tacky actually. And they were supposed to turn up, but they actually turned up, and then the sound guy who was putting it on was right leery of them. So then they kind of, one of them was a bit of a prima donna, so he stormed off. So then they didn't end up playing the gig. But then afterwards, we was prank calling the studio, pretending that there was a band called Baron Bumblood that sounded like cross between Parliament Funk and Metallica that wanted to play gigs from up north or something, because one of the guys was from Sheffield. And I actually booked them for a gig, but they never actually turned up or something like that.
Oh, right, okay.
And that was many years ago. I think it's 2002 when that happened, yeah.
So it's actually kind of like a phantom band.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. If there is a band that sounds like Parliament Funk and Metallica out there with the same name, then I'll be worried.
Yeah. No, but I think, I don't know, to me it kind of brings to mind kind of like the Red Baron, but kind of one that makes your bum bleed.
Yeah.
Which is it's quite scary.
Or Baron Blood, yeah, and all that.
Well, what's that? I guess there's going to be, you're going to do two short sets in the middle of the break, and we can then kind of promote you, but any kind of upcoming things you've got coming. But do you have any upcoming releases or anything you'd like to talk about?
I've released something recently. I've got this 3-inch CD, that Cough, Spit and Splutter, 3-inch CD. I'll be selling that for a couple quid or whatever people offer me, really. Mm. Anything, yeah.
So you can have a CD for anything. And where's the best place to go to get in contact?
My website's actually dead now, so the only place is MySpace, really. MySpace.com/BBBlood.
Okay, well that's easy enough. So anything else to add before we get started?
Nope.
Okay, well, okay. So we'll just let Paul get kind of behind the controls of his contraptions. And instantly, there's another thing as well, so maybe it's worth asking kind of what you're using to generate your sounds.
Two synthesizers, first set, tape, loops, and a mini disc that's got some weird rumbling going over top of it.
Okay, so then those things to look out for. I think America's coming unbelievably loud then. And did you reckon the rest of it was completely inaudible as well?
Oh, on the contrary, Tamon. Excellent radio.
Brilliant. Okay, so...
Pat on the back, mate.
Thank you, pat on the back. Was Pat abbreviated from patronising? Okay.
Ready when you are.
Yep.
Roll it.
Thank you.
So that was Baron Bumblood, and he's going to play us some more in approximately 5 minutes' time. Those sounds you can hear coming through the channel are him changing over. He's going to play us a different set. So in the interim, whilst we've whet your appetite with that, tell you about a couple of events Paul's got coming up. The first one is an event called Colour Ride All Day. That's this Saturday, 2nd of August. It's at the Windmill in Brixton. £7 to get in, and for that you'll get to see BB Blood along with Bromancer, Chops, Hellaston and Chora, and or Cora. I'm not sure which way around you say that. So if you're not up to anything Saturday evening, you fancy a bit of noise. It's an all-day event as well. Starting at 3, so more of an afternoon, middle afternoon. Sort of. And a free barbecue. Gets better and better. What time does it go until?
I think it goes on to about 11 o'clock, and I think DJ Scott Jacobs is headlining.
So, Tamon's obviously... Tamon's dropped his pants, he's running around the room naked. That's how excited he is. I think you should tell everyone what you told me just when we were leaving the booth. That's painted a terrifying image in my mind. Have you told everyone listening as well? Someone said Baron Bumblood's a particularly terrifying name, because you can just imagine yourself chained to a wall and being told, just you wait until Baron Bumblood gets here. It's quite an ultimatum. So, something to share anyway. Paul's got another event coming up as well. 23rd of September, Spirit of Gravity, spelt G-R-A-V-E-R-T-Y. Quirky. Might be just misspelt. Might be the normal gravity. Anyway, whether it is or isn't, 23rd of September, it's at the 3 and 10 pub, St James's Street. And it's in Brighton. Chance to go to the seaside. And it's also playing that evening are Slow Listener and Minimal Impact. If you do get down to the Colour Ride all-day event this Saturday, you could potentially go on after that to the Jam in Brixton, where Jess is doing a night. It's entitled Juicy Fruit, and it's an evening event. It's 261 Brixton Road, SW9, and it's going to be summer sounds of ska and reggae, disco funk and mashup, electro and drum and bass, and the Pinstickers are playing there live, which should be great. It's Lou's birthday as well, so and it's an incredibly reasonable 99p. There's a story behind that, but I'm not gonna bore you with it. I'm gonna move on to you ready? How was that? Does someone have the watch on him?
Almost. Have you got the? Can I get a lion?
A lion?
Yeah, lion.
All right, we'll give him a lion, folks. Rocking. So, without further ado, we return you to BB Blood.
Thank you. mixer as well.
Okay, so double apologies for that. I actually meant to turn down the stage monitors. Okay, this is really embarrassing. Okay, but
top down.
Okay, this is the third time I'm going to say this. That was Baron Bumblood. I'm very, very sorry. It's not doomed to fail yet. But it kind of has already.
Yeah, there's always something. And today it's the microphones. The microphone's in Kate's van, incidentally. That's what all this confusion's about. We took the microphone with us to do some interviews at a festival a couple of weeks ago, out in Kent. Probably the last place you might have expected to find any of us. There's sort of folk and Kent Rock Festival. A lot of blues going on. It's very entertaining, though. Very wholesome. I'd recommend it to anyone. Lounge on the Farm, it's called. We're going to be doing a little feature slot on the Festival Folly stage, which we were helping out on there, and we'll be playing that probably next week. As a chance to sort of hear a bit about what went on there, some of the music that was on the stage, other stuff like that. What do we have to do in terms of sound checking?
Are you pretty much ready to go?
Just while someone's making sure everything's good, I'll just tell you quickly about the couple of Electric Lifeform events that are coming up. You can catch Electric Lifeform at the Avant Garden Festival, which I'll tell you more about after Covert plays. But in 2.5 weeks' time, there's a hand-baked showcase at Ginglick in Shepherd's Bush, where he's playing along with Randomoids, the Nut Rustler, DJ Virtue, Agent Elf, and Blip. I wrote down Blip Blop earlier on, but it's Blip Blip. And it's £5 in from 8 o'clock, and that's on Saturday the 16th of August. So, yeah, get yourselves down there if you fancy a bit of hand-baked action. I think he's going to have the arcade machines out, all the rest of it.